Remarks of the President at the annual International Christian Leadership Conference, Presidential Prayer, Women's Breakfast, Mayflower Hotel, February 9th, 1961.
Chairwoman, won't you sit down, ladies? Dr. Graham, Mr. Vice President, seems to me that in the true Christian spirit next year, we should all sit down together, and that that we should have gentlemen and ladies pray and reason together and not confine them in different rooms. But we are glad to came here. Vice President and I came under the protection of Dr. Graham into this. I do want to say that it's a pleasure to be here and to have participated in the breakfast this morning. I had an opportunity at the White House the other day to talk to a group of men and women from the Baptist World Alliance who have been missionaries, some in the Congo, one lady who's been in Bengal, India since 1926, others who've been in Thailand and Korea. I do not regard religion as a weapon in the Cold War. I regard it as the essence of the difference between the differences which separate those on the other side of the Iron Curtain and ourselves. The whole basis of the struggle is involved in the meeting this morning. Our strong belief in religious freedom, our strong conviction, as I attempted to say in my inaugural, that the blessings which come to us come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God, and this alternate concept that the state is the master and the people the servants. This is really the essence of the issue. We cannot have religious freedom without political freedom. And therefore, what we really need is not to confuse a system of freedom with one of disinterest, uninterest, cynicism, materialism. But like the ladies and gentlemen who I talked to the other day, who've been willing to spend their lives under the most difficult of circumstances, in great hardship, in order to carry the message in which they have such great conviction, seems to me it shows a lesson for us all. We must match that faith. We must demonstrate in our lives, whatever our responsibility may be, that we care deeply. I see no reason why the servants of the communist system should be marked by a discipline and strong conviction in the ultimate success of their cause. I believe that our cause is just, that ultimately it will be successful. But it can only be successful if we demonstrate our strong conviction in it. Religious freedom and religious conviction are the two hallmarks of the American society. And therefore, as a strong believer in both, I want to say that I deem it an honor to share this evidence of our common belief in these two great principles in this breakfast this morning. What we do this morning, I hope we can do every day. Thank you.